At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
This show kicks ass. Oh, hell yeah.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money is money here.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
For anyone else, oh, he's exaggerating, he's prisoner of the moment. First off, shut up. This is the National Football League. This is not the Big 12. Not Pop Warner. An absolute disgrace. An atrocity. An affront. One of the most disgraceful performances that I have ever seen in 35 years watching National Football League football.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, magnificent Football Monday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you, here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all. You're getting into December. It's December 1st. Save the vocal cords. Yeah, that was like 10 seconds of Wagertainment. We're talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, the Lane train has rolled on to Baton Rouge. Lane Kiffin will be announced about an hour from now, around 5 o'clock Eastern time today, as the next head coach of LSU. We will talk about what that means, not for LSU next year, but for Ole Miss this year. Is there a chance? No one wants to hear this, but is there a chance, if we get chaos this weekend, conference championship weekend in college football, that Ole Miss could get Florida stated, could get Jordan Travis'd, and left out of the playoff entirely? We will discuss next hour on the show, and Femi and I will give you our early takes, early leans, early bets, perhaps. Ohio State, Indiana, and the Big Ten title game. Spoiler alert, Ohio State by double digits. And Alabama and Georgia in the SEC title game. Femi and I will also give you our early thoughts and bets for week 14 in the National Football League, including Thursday night. Oh, man. You want a certified five-star banger on a Thursday night. You want what Usher would describe in the critically acclaimed 2003 pop hit, Yeah! From a 1 to 10, it's a certified 20. You got it on Thursday Night Football. Cowboys and the Lions. I've got a very, very, very strong betting thought on that game with Dallas and Detroit. And I also have a strong thought on the Chiefs and the Texans on Sunday night. Someone needs to step in and, like, cattle prod my dumbass every time I talk about the Kansas City Chiefs, because I acknowledge that I have reached the point here where Moron Island is a real place, and I am its only occupant. our bets are coming up for week 14 in the NFL. And in the Power Hour, the final hour of the show, we'll give you all our bets for the final game of week 13. As perhaps we will get a redo of Super Bowl 42. Perhaps Super Bowl 46 revisited as my New York Football Giants, the underdog against the New England Patriots. Oh yeah, our bets, side total and props for the Giants and Pats on Monday Night Football. We'll give you thoughts on the NBA tonight. College basketball card sucks, but good news, we got awesome games coming up tomorrow night in college basketball. So all our bets for tonight will close the show. And for all our listeners and viewers, today's social question, what is your best bet for the Giants and the Patriots? You can tweet us at YouBetterYouBet, at the Costos, at Femi Abebefe. You can type it in the YouTube chat, type it in the Twitch chat. Your best bet for the Giants and the Pats on Monday Night Football, New England, the 7-point favorite, down from 7.5. I endorse that line move. I like the Giants at 7.5. Talked about it all week. Talked about it yesterday. Total in the game, 46.5. As Jackson Dart starting for my New York Football Giants. Let us know your best bet for the game. Bill Zimmerman will read the best responses at the end of the show. Poorly. And downtown Mike Brown will put your name in lights. Otherwise, today on the show, we are wall-to-wall. Cue the Chris Brown. Dun, 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 dun. We are wall-to-wall with what we saw for the past 5 days in the National Football League. We will talk about the 3 games on Thanksgiving. We will get to the Bears slamming the Eagles on Black Friday. But we officially begin Magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet with the disaster class yesterday in Pittsburgh by the Steelers, where not even Renegade was enough to stir a disgusted and jaded fan base. Oh, yeah. The Steelers fans were pissed. Oh, Tomlin, we are sick of this garbage and we want your ass gone. Terrell Austin, get the hell out of my face. Aaron Rodgers throws you under the bus. The Buffalo Bills, that was a good song, man. Renegade's a great song. The jing is up, the news is out, they finally found me. The Buffalo Bills walk into Pittsburgh and figuratively punch the Pittsburgh Steelers in the nose. And literally break Aaron Rodgers' nose. Figuratively and literally bloody the Pittsburgh Steelers. Run for 249 yards and trample this overrated, expensive defense. And Buffalo wins 26-7. This, despite the fact the Bills didn't have either of their starting offensive tackles. Deion Dawkins and Spencer Brown both don't play in the game. And the last we had seen Buffalo's offensive line, they were getting torched by Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, and the Houston Texans to the tune of 8 sacks. And you would think, here's TJ Watt and company. Both starting tackles are out. Feels like a good Steelers spot. Golden opportunity yesterday for the Pittsburgh Steelers to wrest control back of the AFC North from the Baltimore Ravens after Baltimore face-planted on Thanksgiving night against the Cincinnati Bengals. We will get to that game, and we'll get to every game that transpired on Thanksgiving and Black Friday as we move along. The Steelers had their chance to regain control of the AFC North. Instead, a disaster. 3.9 yards per play. The booing of Renegade. What the hell did Renegade ever do to anybody to get booed? A great song. And chance of fire Tomlin. Fire Tomlin. What a world. What a world. And look, great win for the Buffalo Bills. Like, sincerely. Got up off the mat following getting destroyed by the Texans and by the Texans defense on that Thursday night. Get up off the mat and out physical the Steelers and win the game and improve to 8-4. But let's be honest, And this is not an anti-Bills thing that I'm about to say. I just credited the Bills. But let's be real here. This had way more to do with the Steelers than it had to do with the Buffalo Bills. And now, coming up this Sunday for the Steelers. Oh, on the road at Baltimore. And the Ravens, a 5.5-point favorite in that game, and the total of the game is 43.5. And we can have a point spread conversation. Emmy and I can talk about it a little later in the show. We'd certainly do that. Talk about it over the course of the week. Have great guests join us on the show. Who's going to cover the spread in the game? Will it go over? Will it go under? Here's what I'm going to tell everybody right now. The Steelers are going to lose that game. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, as far as the playoffs are concerned, because they're going to have to win the division to make it. And I know they're currently tied with the Ravens. But you watch this team play, and you know, if you're being honest, that they are D-E-D dead and D-U-N done. The Buffalo Bills, yes, I want everybody to think about this, sincerely. The Buffalo Bills basically ran out a Tecmo Bowl playbook yesterday. And for people that don't remember Tecmo Bowl, I'm 42. I grew up playing Tecmo Bowl. Like, you didn't have Madden, right, where you could choose between 9 million different playbooks. For my money, run and gun has always been the best one, which is like the old St. Louis Rams playbook when Mike Martz was the head coach and the offensive coordinator. So run and gun was always my playbook of choice. But in Tecmo Bowl, you had like two run plays and two pass plays, and that was it. And all the Buffalo Bills did was run the same two run plays the entire game and run for 250 yards on this overrated Pittsburgh Steelers defense that is absolutely pathetic. Don't believe me? Ask future Hall of Famer T.J. Watt, who had this to say after the game, verbatim. Quote, "I've never seen a team run the same play as much as they ran it and had the success that they did." Does anyone think this is normal? Like, T.J. Watt saying this as if it's like, yeah, no big deal. They ran the same play on us the whole game. We couldn't stop it. They just absolutely trampled us. Where are the adjustments on defense from Mike Tomlin and Terrell Austin? I mean, he should have to change his name, Terrell Austin. It's an insult to Stone Cold Steve, who's tremendous. Come up with a different Terrell Helmsley. You'd be another wrestler. Terrell Jericho. Terrell Hart, the hitman. And you know who he's killing? The Pittsburgh Steelers defense. He's got a, you can't beat Terrell Austin if that's the defense you're coordinating. Austin 316 says, "I don't make one single adjustment and we give up 250 yards on the ground." Doesn't have quite the same ring to it as Austin 316 says, "I just whipped your ass." King of the Ring 1996. Shout out to Jake the Snake Roberts. Now keep in mind, this is, at minimum, the second time this has happened this season. And we can go back to the Chicago game where the Bears are basically running the same play the entire game and Ben Johnson just coaches them under the table, which he did to Vic Fangio on Black Friday. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. Think about the first Bengals game when we came on the air on that Friday, on that phenomenal football Friday, and went absolutely crazy because the Pittsburgh Steelers decided in that game that their best course of action as a defense was to not cover the best receiver in the league in Ja'Marr Chase. Like, refused to do it. Zero adjustments. What did we see yesterday against Buffalo? The Bills ran the same play the entire game. The Steelers players know it. They're talking about it. Like, this is theater of the insanity here. This is crazy that this is allowed to happen. And, like, no one thinks this is a big deal? That you just let this team run the same play the entire game? Try something different. This is like when the Steelers used to play the Patriots back in the day, when Brady was there. And, like, the Steelers would constantly, like, insert stud white slot receiver for New England. Doesn't matter who it is. Wes Welker, Julian Edelman, Chris Hogan. The Pittsburgh Steelers would say, okay, we're going to cover this undersized, scrappy white receiver with slow linebacker. Like, that was their every time they played. And Tom Brady would just pick them apart. And after the game, everyone would be wondering, how did this happen again? I don't know, because the Steelers never change what they're doing. And sometimes, the talent on the roster, on defense specifically, is good enough to make up for it. This season, and most certainly is not. Atrocious, atrocious from the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the fans that are chanting, fire Tomlin, they're right. That needs to happen at the end of the season. Assuming they don't make the playoffs, and I don't think they're going to. Tough to fire them if they make the playoffs, even if they get waxed in the first round, like they always do. They don't make the playoffs, he's got to go. It's been an amazing run for Mike Tomlin as the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. They won Super Bowl 43, won the AFC, and played in Super Bowl 45 and lost to their current quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, and the Green Bay Packers. Since losing Super Bowl 45, the Steelers have won 3 playoff games. It's Super Bowl 60 in 2.5 months. 3 playoff games. They haven't won one since 2016. It's almost been a decade. This is like you have a conversation with your friend, and your friend's complaining to you. Hey, like, I really don't like X. And you say to that person, if you don't like it, why do you keep doing it? And they say, you know, you're right. And then they keep doing it. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers. You think they like going 9-7, 9-8, and getting destroyed in the first round every year? Who would like that? But they keep doing it. They don't listen. And this time, I think they're going to need to. More on the Steelers to start next segment, and then we'll get to the Bengals beatdown of the Ravens on Thanksgiving night.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Rodgers surrounded by Bosa, and the ball comes out, and Benford has it, and the Bills have a scoop and score to start the second half, and Rodgers is hurt.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Jim Nance and Tony Romo with the call yesterday on CBS. Brutal, brutal game and second half for the Steelers. They lose to the Bills 26-7. And it's over for Mike Tomlin, the Steelers head coach, if they don't make the playoffs. And I caught Adam Schefter saying earlier today on ESPN that the Steelers are not going to fire Mike Tomlin. Like, does he have, like, pictures of the Rooney family or something? At what point can we just say, like, thanks for the memories. Like, you won a Super Bowl. You're an all-time legend. You're going to get another job somewhere else and send him on his way and start rebuilding. Why can't that happen? Oh, Einstein, pretty smart guy, right? We all kind of agree. None of us knew him. Been dead a long time. We all kind of agree. Hey, Einstein's really smart. Insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Your Pittsburgh Steelers. It's not just the defense. How about the quarterback choices? And just saying, I don't want to turn this into like a Mike Tomlin lucked into Ben Roethlisberger thing, although maybe that's possible. Since Ben Roethlisberger retired, Kenny Pickett, and we'll leave off like the Mason Rudolphs of the world. These are quarterbacks that the Steelers wanted to start. Like, their intention was to start this guy. Like, Mitchell Trubisky doesn't count. He started games. He was not supposed to be the starting quarterback. quarterbacks that the Steelers have chosen to start since Ben Roethlisberger hung him up. Kenny Pickett. I can't even say his name without laughing. Justin Fields. Russell Wilson. And now, Aaron Rodgers. Get to A-Rod in a moment. Mike Tomlin was asked in the postgame yesterday, "What do you feel like you have the answers in the building?" Yes. Of course. I mean, what's he supposed to say? Like, no? Like, fire me now? Well, how can you be so sure? His response, keep watching. I gotta be honest, Mike. I don't believe you. I'm gonna keep watching because I'm addicted to football and I love it, but I don't believe you. I don't think you've got the answers. And just on Aaron Rodgers, you know the audience. I love Aaron Rodgers. I can't help myself. And I know, like, everyone hates him. And not everybody, but a lot of people hate him. And I never try and change anyone's minds. Maybe you hate his politics, hate his takes on vaccines. I'm just interested in the football part of this. And I find him entertaining as a football player and as a personality. So when he gets up there in the post-game press conference, and he's basically asked, like, how things can get better, and he talks about pass catchers not showing up to meetings and to practices that he's trying to hold. Take a listen to this from Aaron Rodgers post-game yesterday.
When there's film sessions, everybody shows up. And when I check through a route, you do the right route, you know? Like, John and I just weren't on the same page. I checked to his in-breaker, and he ran out.
Jonnu Smith. Getting crushed. Jonnu Smith getting destroyed by Aaron Rodgers there. Mentioned by name. I thought it was going to be like Roman Wilson, like young receiver. Rodgers loves picking on young receivers. You basically rookie receiver, second-year receiver, get right in the doghouse. Devontae Adams, it took years for him to get out of Aaron Rodgers' doghouse. People forget. Jonnu Smith. Man. A check to a play, he doesn't run the right one. Remember a couple weeks ago, we were talking about DK Metcalf and Rodgers does the head motion and, like, Metcalf doesn't know the route he's supposed to run? I'll say this about Aaron Rodgers. Is he washed? Probably yes. And this is me saying it. I love him. He's probably washed. But do you think he's lying about that? That the receivers aren't showing up to the film sessions and they don't know. Like, if your quarterback is Aaron Rodgers, you better be all in. Like, he makes that check. You got to know it. This is his game. And if that's true, again, isn't this a coaching thing? Just like, get out of my face, Steelers. And I'm aggravated by this because I bet them to make the playoffs and they started 4-1. And it was all good just 6 weeks ago. And since then, it's gone to bleep. And I'm done with it. And they're going to lose to the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday. And let's talk about the Ravens as we will circle our way back now to Thanksgiving. We'll get to all the big stories from the NFL this weekend. As the Cincinnati Bengals beat the stuffing on Thanksgiving, see what I did there? Out of Baltimore, 32-14. In Joe Burrow's return. Now, I bet the Bengals in the game. It was my one side winner on Thanksgiving. Unfortunately, like, the Chiefs were my big bet. Unfortunately, it's just, I'm addicted to losing money on the Kansas City Chiefs this season. Had the Lions for a little, had the Bengals for a little, so I'm happy that the Bengals ended up winning and at least covering the spread. So I bet Cincinnati, and I can acknowledge, and I hope you can as well, our listeners and viewers, even if you're a diehard Bengals fan, that the final score is not indicative of the game that this actually was. Like, the Ravens were not 18 points worse than the Bengals in this game, which was the final margin of victory for Cincinnati. Baltimore outgained the Bengals on a yards per play basis. They turned the ball over 5 times. And when you lose the turnover battle by 4, and the quarterback on the other side is Joe Burrow, like, you are going to lose. And that's just it. You're going to lose. This is going to sound like a crazy comment from me, especially given what I said heading into the game. And in case you forgot, I don't know, like, you know, it's a long, long holiday weekend. The reason why I liked the Bengals on Thursday night had nothing to do with Joe Burrow coming back. Nothing. And everything to do with how poorly Lamar Jackson has been playing and how poorly the Ravens' offense has looked. And I don't trust Baltimore to cover a big number. And that the Ravens are doing their version of George Orwell's 1984. Reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. You watch the games, you can see that Lamar Jackson's not healthy, but we're going to tell you he is. Sorry, he's not. So bet the Bengals on Thanksgiving night. And, of course, I watched the game, and I won some money on it, and I was very happy about that. And Lamar did not play well in the game. I thought he looked pretty healthy. I'm being honest. I thought he moved pretty well. It didn't look to me like he was physically hampered the way that he's been in weeks past, certainly the way he looked against the Cleveland Browns. This is like, and if you've ever had, this is really like girls to guys, right? I had a female friend who had a crush on this guy who smoked cigarettes. And she would always say to me, I like this guy, but I wish he would stop smoking cigarettes. Like, why does he have to smoke so many cigarettes? And then he stopped smoking cigarettes, and they went out, and she hated him. It was bad no matter what. This is Lamar Jackson. He's healthy, but he's bad. He was just, there's no excuse to be made health-wise. He was just bad on Thanksgiving night. That's it. He was bad. But he looked healthy to me. And if that's true, I think Lamar can only get better moving forward. Because while Lamar, like Josh Allen, like Patrick Mahomes, like Joe Burrow, like any of the great quarterbacks, they're capable of having a stinker here or there over the course of a long season. Any quarterback, Tom Brady was capable of it. Peyton Manning was. Drew Brees was. Dan Marino was, etc. But if Lamar is healthy, he's going to start playing better. And that takes us to this Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers, who make no defensive adjustments. And my sense is that the Ravens are going to lay it on them. I have to decide if I want to lay the 5.5 with Baltimore. But I do think the Ravens are going to win. And just on the Cincinnati Bengals. Because I mean this sincerely. With the way that game went, and the way the Steelers looked yesterday on Sunday, since he's two games back, I think there's a world where you could talk yourself into the Bengals winning the division. Forget about winning out. They could lose another game and maybe win the division at 8-9. It's not crazy to think that could happen with the way the Steelers are looking and the way the Ravens looked on Thanksgiving night against Cincinnati. I personally can't get there with the Bengals' optimism. I mean, the defense is still a train wreck. While acknowledging that, like, no one's ever going to say that Joe Burrow's not awesome, like he is, like he's great. But when they travel to Buffalo to play the Bills this weekend, Trey Hendrickson's like already doubtful for the game and he's probably not going to play. Like, the Bengals can win. They're just going to have to win like 38-35. It's not impossible. It could happen. Would you bet on it? I wouldn't. And that doesn't mean that I have the right answer and that the Bills will definitely win, but I will just default to what I said at the start of the year. Before Joe Burrow even got hurt, before a game was played, I don't like the Bengals even if Joe Burrow's playing because I think the defense is absolute trash. And I understand they held the Ravens to 14 points. The Ravens turned it over 5 times in the game. And maybe that just keeps happening. I doubt it. So I'm not buying Cincinnati. But I'm also not here to tell anyone, if you want to take Cincy on a huge price to do something crazy, that it can happen. With the way Baltimore and Pittsburgh look, you can make that case. I personally just don't want to make it. You better you bet on this magnificent football Monday. Let's go from the AFC North to the AFC South. This division was over. Done. finito. Like 3 weeks ago. Fait accompli, Indianapolis Colts win the division. And we're talking on this show, and it's not just this show, lots of other shows too. TV, radio, podcast, written content, whatever. Are the Colts a legitimate Super Bowl contender? How about now? The Houston Texans go into Indianapolis and beat the Colts 20-16. Honestly, shout out to me. I had the Texans and the under. Pretty awesome. And honestly, shout out to Femi, who bet the Texans 16-1 to win the AFC South prior to the Thursday night game against Buffalo. A bet that has aged like a classic Italian red wine. I don't know anything about wine. Sometimes I'll be in like in conversation with people and I'll like say something about wine, make myself sound smart, and I'm hoping against hope that they don't know anything to know that I'm faking it. Like, man, like this Bordeaux from France has been aged since 1937. And let me tell you something about these grapes that they use in the special region of Nice in France. I don't know what I'm talking about. I have no idea. But that bet has aged magnificently, like a great bottle of wine by our friend Femi Abebefeh. Because the Texans have now won four straight games, three of them by Davis Mills and then C.J. Stroud, who, I'll tell you, in the early part of that game yesterday, Texans-Colts, C.J. Stroud is tap dancing like Michael Flatley from Riverdance. Looked uncomfortable in the pocket, was overshooting all his receivers. Thought he settled down pretty nicely in the second half. And the Texans are like the bizarro Dallas Cowboys. It's funny that they play in the same state. They're like the bizarro Cowboys, where we've been saying all season about Dallas, can the defense just be like average? Just average on defense. And the Cowboys can be really good. But the Texans, like, can the offense just be average? And if the offense is average, and you put it with this defense that I think is the best in the league, I'm ready to say it. Number one defense in the NFL, the Houston Texans. Then this team's cooking with gas. Houston is 7-5. The Colts have lost two straight, 8-4. The quarterback has a hairline fracture in his leg and can't move laterally. And don't look now. The Jacksonville Jaguars are 8-4 after dominating the Titans yesterday in Tennessee. And the Jaguars are the team with the easiest schedule in the division coming down the stretch. Home Indy this weekend, home Jets at Denver, not a gimme, of course, we'll get to the Broncos, at the Colts, home Tennessee. Of the three teams, it's the easiest schedule. Doesn't it feel like Jaguars Colts? And I'm not trying to minimize Houston. They're just playing the Chiefs on Sunday, and you know I'm going to like the Chiefs to win that game, which is just, you know, I can't help myself. It feels like this might be like a divisional championship game on Sunday in Jacksonville between the Jags and the Colts. On the other side, I'm going to tell you which AFC South team is in the most trouble to make the playoffs, and then we'll get to Kansas City and Dallas from Thanksgiving and spin that son of a bitch forward.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases, while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Motion man is Downs. Jones, the pocket collapsing, and Jones has tossed the ball. Houston claims they've got it. It was ruled incomplete on the field.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Man. Will Anderson destroying Daniel Jones. Ian Eagle with the call yesterday on CBS. I'm going to tell everybody my thoughts on the AFC South. We'll get to the Chiefs and the Cowboys in a moment, but we got to tell you about our show sponsor, BetMGM. Because you've thought out the parlay, now it's time to boost it. Use today's Odds Boost token on any pro football same-game parlay and grab a bigger payout if you win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. You will get access to all of the free wagertainment we bring you on You Better You Bet, including Femi's Hour, where he broke down every game in NFL Week 13. Femi and I will break down the upcoming college football slate this weekend, coming up next hour here on the show. Before we get to the AFC South, we were talking during the break, myself, Femi, and the crew, mostly Addy. Jake hasn't said like a word the whole show. It's okay. I haven't seen Jake in a week. Hope your Thanksgiving was great. Tyler hasn't said much. Whatever. So, my wife sometimes gives me a hard time when I smoke my pen. She's like, really? Like, really? Like, you're smoking the pen again? I'm just like, God, like, it's not enough that I'm like a great dad and like I make time to spend with you and like I think I'm really good at my job. It's not enough. Never enough. So the last couple times I've smoked the pen. Just what day is today? Monday, Saturday. My wife has said to me, I just get a little stoned, right? Just a little. My wife will say to me, did you take an edible? Did you smoke your pen? And I'm just like, no. So I lie. Because I don't want to hear it. I don't know about if women can commiserate this, but every man in a committed relationship or a marriage can understand. It's like, it's a white lie. Like, the lie means nothing. I just don't want to be hassled. So the other night, I usually like put my pen away, right? This time I kept it in my sweatpants that I like was wearing at night when I was like, you know, watching sports or whatever. And I went upstairs and I took my sweatpants off to get in bed and like, but my pen was in the sweatpants. And that morning, like I got up like to go like make my daughter breakfast in the morning. And I like put the same sweatpants on. Like I'm not like going out for the day. I'm going downstairs to make breakfast. And the pen slips out of my pocket and it's there on the bed. And my wife says to me, oh, what's this? Which is always my favorite. Like, we both know what's happening. Like, we both know. But like, we have to have, like, this grand display of, oh, what's this? Like, I'm a puppy about to get my nose rubbed in it. What's this? To which I said, I don't know how it got there. To which my wife said, I make the bed every day. Are you implying that I missed it, like yesterday when I was making the bed? To which I said, I have to go downstairs. We'll talk about this later. Oh, we talked about it later. It was that same night after the whole day transpired. And my wife comes up to me at the end after my daughter's sleeping. And I'm like, I don't know. I just want to like get high and play some video games. And she's like, how could you lie to me? You lied. She wasn't crying. It's good for dramatic effect. You lied. How could you do it? Like, honey, I wasn't cheating on you. I'm not a deadbeat. I'm not out all night. Like, I just, if you're going to hassle me about taking two hits of the pen, what are we doing here? I love my wife dearly. Just wanted to just, that moment where the pen's on the bed and she holds it up, I'm just like, if we could curse on the show, I would give you a hard F-bomb right now. Just like, oh man. And in that, every, you can all commiserate with this, right? Because you know in that moment, there's going to have to be a conversation about this. And I don't want to have it. Anyway, I love my wife very much. And I should have just told her the truth, just to be fair. Anyway, let's talk about the AFC South. That's what a segue. AFC South prices at our show sponsored by MGM. Colts, plus 140. Jaguars, plus 150. Texans, plus 300. Now, I'm going to ask a question, and then I'm going to ask another question. And the answers don't have to be related. Right now, records notwithstanding, which is the best team in the AFC South? Which team is the best? It's Houston, right? Like, the Texans are the best team right now in the division. Stroud's back. The rookies on offense are starting. Like, Jaden Higgins, I think, is a stud. The offensive line is actually, like, kind of like league average at this point, which is such a massive upgrade. This is like, I try to think, this would be like going from, think of like a crappy car. This would be like going from like a broken down bicycle to a crappy car. Is the car still crappy? Yes. Is it better than a bicycle? It is. It's gotten way better. It's a functional offensive line now. And it's the best defense in the league. Houston's the best team. I think if you, like 0-0, everyone's record 0-0. And we're starting the season today. You'd bet the Texans, right, to win the division. But it doesn't start today. They're a game back, and they're at Kansas City this weekend. And then we have the Colts and the Jaguars in Jacksonville. Like I said, going to break, I do feel like the winner of that game on Sunday between the Colts and the Jags, I feel like is likely to win the division. And I think Houston will lose on Sunday night to the Chiefs because I can't help myself. I can't. So while acknowledging that Houston's the best team, I do not think that Houston will win the division. We'll save who's going to win the game between the Jaguars and Colts for later in the show and as we move throughout the week. You better you bet on this Monday. On Sunday night, the Texans will travel to Arrowhead to play Kansas City. And the 6-6 Kansas City Chiefs, who lost yet again in a close game on Thanksgiving to the Dallas Cowboys. And we'll get to Dallas in a moment. The Kansas City Chiefs are the girl you broke up with, and you can't stop checking the Instagram. You're on it every day. I know a guy. This is true. This is not like present day. This is like a little while ago, who was so like wanted to check on his ex-girlfriend to the point that like there are websites you can go to like to look at people's Instagram stories without them seeing. This is real sick stuff. Perhaps the person's me and I'm using a friend as cover. That's actually not true. It's not, but I thought it would be a funny joke to tell. The Kansas City Chiefs are that girl that you used to date. You can't stop looking at their Instagram. But you broke up a couple years ago. And now they don't look as good anymore. Maybe they put some weight on. Got a stupid haircut. But you can't stop romanticizing it. Maybe it was really good in bed. And you look past all the other stuff. But you know, today is not what it was 2 years ago. It's not what it was last year. This team ain't the same. Andy Reid, like, embarrassed himself with the game management on Thanksgiving. As conservative as it gets when you employ Patrick Mahomes. And the defense couldn't get off the field. And they committed a ton of penalties. And their left tackle got hurt. And their best offensive lineman, Trey Smith, didn't play in the game. I thought Mahomes was great in the game on Thanksgiving. And the rest of the team let him down. And this is not Mahomes propaganda. I came on the show after they lost to the Broncos and said he needs to play way better. He was bad in that game. He was not bad against the Cowboys. He was not the reason they lost. And when I think about the AFC, and I understand, I get it. I mean that, like I really do get it. Because I put this on my Instagram, at the Costos, you can follow me there. That I still think the Chiefs are the best team in the conference. And I actually can say that with a straight face. Because when I think about all the rest of the teams, I actually still think the Chiefs are the best. And maybe the Texans will just go in there and like put in the final nail in that coffin on Sunday night. It's possible, right? Simmons probably isn't going to play. Trey Smith's probably not going to play. And here's the Texans pass rush. Mahomes is going to be running for his life. I still think that they have the highest upside. Bo Nix in January. Drake May and the Patriots in January. The Bills. The Ravens. The AFC South, in this economy, I still think it's the Chiefs. They're also a dog to make the playoffs now at BetMGM. What a world. Minus 140 to miss, plus money to make. Let me tell you all something. You know what? I don't even know if I can do this routine. Like, oh, they're gonna win out. It's going to be awesome. Are they? I certainly think that they can. Will I bet them on Sunday night against Houston? Oh, absolutely. And this market's going to move towards Houston. And I get Mahomes on a primetime game in a must-win spot? Oh, yeah. I'm going to be in on the Kansas City Chiefs. And I am not giving up on the Chiefs getting back to the Super Bowl. Despite everyone that is, and maybe you're all right, I'm sticking with Kansas City to make it. As far as the team that beat the Chiefs on Thanksgiving, are the Dallas Cowboys going to win the NFC East? We can criticize the Micah Parsons trade in perpetuity, forever. And still acknowledge that if Dak Prescott's playing like this and the defense is average, why aren't the Cowboys like the best or the second best team in the NFC right now? Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. More on Dallas next hour, and we will also get to all the drama in college football.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.